Oh dear. Elise.
Lads, are you alright?
I have just caught a coffee. It fell half a metre and I still caught it. And you know what? They said I could never field in the slips.
Well, you still got it, obviously.
Oh dear. And they tried to get us to take our coffees out of the studio. I think that might come back in now. But it wasn't near all the electrical, so we're safe.
That's good news.
How are you? How are you? You're going well?
Thank you.
You guys just keep winning?
Well, we lost on the weekend.
I know. Well, you're about time, I suppose.
Yeah, look, South Australia were much better than us in the 50-over competition final on Sunday, so wasn't too much we could do about it, but still a really, really enjoyable season from the one-day point of view, and, now we're moving to the new WBBL, the new Big Bash, which is really exciting too. So not too much time to dwell on losing on Sunday.
At least, do you think you'll ever get another chance of putting 11 victories in a row together over 11 consecutive years?
Look, I very much hope not, actually. I think our CEO sent an email on Monday after the game and said our next shot at that will be 2027. And I don't imagine myself playing cricket in 2027, or hopefully not anyway. Look, it was a really great run of form, and to make 11 straight finals and to win 10 of them, pretty awesome. Obviously not quite as good as St George, that great team, I think back in the 70s
yep.
or 60s it was. Yeah, so it's sort of nice to be close to them, but not quite, and that's why South Australia were much better on the day. So, that's sport.
Yeah, it is, unfortunately, at times. The Big Bash, the inaugural Big Bash, how excited are you for that?
Yeah, really excited. As I said, we sort of played that final on Sunday and then went straight into our Big Bash teams on Monday for the first time. So I think the new uniform, new team, and a new format of cricket too, which is really exciting for us. And I think having seen how successful the men's competition has been in the last couple of years and how much people enjoy that over the summer period, to have our own competition now to play is super exciting. And obviously it attracted a lot of international players as well of a really high calibre. So I think it's going to be a fantastic competition and hopefully a really great product for people to watch as well.
And it's a busy weekend, isn't it, for you?
Yeah, it's our first game this Sunday. And we've got the local derby to kick things off against the Sydney Thunder out in Penrith, which is probably the best way to start the competition, I guess, and build a lot of rivalries that exist in the men's comp as well.
Yeah, which is terrific. And obviously, you're always busy, but this new competition, does it put more pressure on the cricket part of your career instead of the football part?
Definitely not more pressure. Obviously, there's new opportunities now with another competition and a new team to play for. But it's not too different. I guess summer's always been cricket season, and it's also soccer season here for the W League. So, I've sort of managed that for the last 8 or 9 years, and still doing it. But I think it's fantastic that these kinds of competitions are springing up, and Cricket Australia and similarly Football Federation Australia are putting a lot of time and effort into building some really premier women's competitions. So from my point of view, it's really great to be involved.
How many of the games are televised? So there's quite a few on 10, isn't there?
Yeah, I think there's 8 games that will be in 10, and all of those games will be double-headers with men's Big Bash games.
Yeah, great.
That's great.
Around the country, yeah, which is awesome. And, as I said, hopefully makes a really good product for people to watch.
And, Elise, in terms of the money side of things, you become the marquee player for the Sixers, I believe, and so each team has got how many marquee players?
Good question, Vlad. We're allowed 5 international players and a maximum of 3 from overseas, and then obviously home or Australian internationals as well. So we've actually got 6 because Lisa Stalaker, who retired a couple of years ago, still counts as an international player, and she's come out of retirement to play for us at the Sixers, which is really exciting. I played a lot of my career with her when I was quite young, so to have her back is awesome. And then we've got a girl from England called Laura Marsh. She's been playing out here in the 50-over competition. Sarah McGlashan from New Zealand, and then Marizane Kapp from South Africa, as well as Elisa Healy, who's obviously the wicketkeeper for Australia and the niece of the same as Ian Healy. So, yeah, we've got a really great group of international players and then equally some really fantastic state and younger girls as well.
Lucky enough to be chatting with Elise Perry, who's going to be the marquee player for the Sydney Sixers as far as the women's league is concerned, which is going to have 10 televised rounds as well, which is terrific to see. Elise, you can reveal exclusively here where your career is going to lie, because Matt Tamua, your partner, he's going to go over and play for Leicester in the England Premiership. Are we going to lose you to our country?
No, definitely not. I don't really have a scoop there. I think for me it probably all stays the same in terms of my commitments with Australian sport. And then, yeah, like a lot of cricketers do, I suppose, there's probably a bit of an opportunity for me now to go over in the winter and play maybe some county cricket. There's also a new Super League starting, which is similar to the WBBL and a 2020 competition over there. So, yeah, I might play a little bit of cricket when I go over and see Matt, but from a commitment point of view, to me, it all stays the same in terms of playing Australian sport out here in the summer and also any international commitments that I have.
Yeah, and you guys are used to the long-distance stuff anyway, I'd imagine.
I guess so. We obviously both travel quite a lot with our jobs, and actually I think Matt moving to England to play, I think he played one less month of the year, so you know, who knows, maybe I'll see a little bit more of him. But I think it was a really fantastic opportunity for him and for me likewise, not just with our sport but from a life experience point of view, to be able to go and play your trade in a different country and have those kind of experiences is fantastic. So I think, you know, he's really excited about the Super Rugby season coming up, and then, you know, after that he'll head over and I guess start a new challenge, which is awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. And what did you think of the pink ball?
I think it held together, didn't it? And it made for an absolutely fantastic test match. I think, you know, everyone I've spoken to thoroughly enjoyed watching it, and it was a great spectacle. And obviously it did quite a bit in those nighttime sessions, so it'll be interesting to see how much grass they leave on the wicket in future. But I thought it was fantastic, and yeah, probably something that Adelaide will make its own in the next couple of years as well.
Yeah, I think so. I think they left the grass to 10 mil, so I think in future it'll be 7 or 8. Yeah, I think they'll trim it down. And what happened, Elise, is that by the time the nighttime session came about, the grass had sprung up a little bit, and it actually carried a little bit of moisture because of the nighttime sort of element to it. So, yeah, I think they'll trim it down. But what I'm interested in is down the track whether they actually take the white ball out and it all becomes the pink ball.
Ah, well, it held together well, but different pitches, aren't they?
That'd be interesting. Yeah, but the white ball characteristic and the pink ball characteristic would be very similar, because the sort of dyeing of the leather is probably very similar. The red ball is different, you know. So, Elise, thanks so much. Great to chat as always. And the Big Bash, really enjoy it. It's going to be great fun.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on, and I'm very much looking forward to it.
So, all right.
See how it all goes.
I'm sure you'll perform well, as always. See ya.
We urge everyone to get out there. It's going to be the Sydney Sixers and the Sydney Thunder against each other at Howell Oval in Penrith. That's going to be on Sunday starting at 2:30. And don't forget, 8 of those WBBL matches will be live on Channel 10's digital Channel 1, with the Sixers playing the second of those matches against the Perth Scorchers on the 20th of December at the SCG. It's sure to be a big, big hit.